Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord be with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better. I pray that your situation clears up as well. I just hope that you put the Lord first and that you stay on that narrow path. I hope that you have more merry heart and more joy along this wild journey. I pray that with everything going on all over the world, I pray that your personal life gets better for the Lord and you keep having a better relationship with him and you keep hearing his voice and obey him. I pray that you obey the law, such as the commandments. I pray that you obey the gospel. I pray that you know the Lord personally. I pray that you love him with all your might, heart and soul, all your mind, all your strength. I pray that you follow him and obey him with diligence and with joy and gladness, and you serve him with gladness. I just pray that you love your neighbors as you love yourself. Amen. I hope that you all had a blessed week, a blessed weekend, blessed Sabbath. I hope that better days come for you all as well, all right? Shalom, shalom, family. Greetings, welcome in, all right? Let's check in, all right? Hope everybody's all right. A lot going on in the world, but we got to stay strong and hang in there, amen? Now, today's message I'm going to do is church note from Jen DeLeon. Jen DeLeon's church note just popped in the email, so I'm going to definitely read it to you all. As you know, I love to read these every week. I feel like these are always perfect time and it always helpful and relatable. And I pray that this church note can bless you and you can apply it to your personal life as well. And I pray that you can reflect on it and that you can, you know, apply it to your life and, you know, try to keep discovering yourself, keep working on your inner thoughts, your inner peace, you know, just keep evaluating yourself and keep reflecting on things. All right. So let us always have that awareness, accountability. Let's always be solution oriented. You know, let us always question, is this God's will for me? Does God want me doing this? Let's always check in with the Lord before we make a decision. Amen. All right. So I'm going to run through this church note. Going to close out with the prayer and the priestly blessing and then end it from there. All right. So we just got a lot going on. It's a new season, a brand new year of Abib. All right. New year for the Hebrew, new Hebrew year for us. New season, spring season. Amen. Yes. Yes. Spring equinox. All right. It's a new season out here. A lot going on. All right, Passover is coming up soon, so let us be keep that remembrance and memorial for how the Lord brought us out of Egypt. Amen. Let us celebrate and rejoice every high holy day and keep all the Sabbaths and keep everything that belongs to Israel. Amen. And let's not ever forget what the Lord has done for us back then and till now to this day. Amen. So a lot going on, you know. I just got to say, man, my heart goes out to those people in Mississippi, man. That tornado was very crazy, man. Very wild stuff, man. A lot going on in Alabama, Georgia, that area, that region. They tend to get hit with those tornadoes really roughly, man. You know, Mississippi is a state that endures a lot throughout America, you know, so we have to always stay prayed up and always keep our hearts and minds on things and people and let us do what we can to help financially or fund whatever we can, help any way with resources that we have. You know what I mean? Because, you know, people out there lost everything, man, lost their house, lost all their stuff, man. You know what I mean? So we got to appreciate life better and be more grateful for things. Amen. Because you could easily lose something at any given second. All right. You could easily just lose possessions, lose a home, lose a lot of stuff. You know, I don't speak that over anybody's life, but I'm just saying life can do that to anybody. All right. Life does not discriminate. Hard times, hardships, disasters do not discriminate. Them things just happen when it happens, you know. So we have to stay in the Lord's protection. We have to really stay prayed up, and we have to really let the Lord guide us every day, man, and others as well, you know. So we need that spiritual protection more than ever. Amen. Because in these end times, things are more weird than ever. And I believe there was just a tornado, I think, in L.A. or something like that. So there's a lot of strange things going on, man. There's a lot of prophetic things, a lot of disasters, a lot of judgment, a lot of signs and wonders from the heavens. You know what I mean? A lot going on, a lot of wickedness, a lot of evil doing, all four corners of the earth. You know what I'm saying? There's so much going on. And you can't just keep blaming the devil, and the enemy and Satan all the time. You know, the Lord is doing these things. The Lord is in control. The Lord, he does a lot when it comes to his signs and wonders, disasters, judgments, signs. He has his way with those things. You know, his ways is higher than our ways. His thoughts is higher than our thoughts. You know what I mean? So we have to keep humbling ourselves daily and do better for the Lord. We have to keep living right. You know what I'm saying? I speak for myself too. We got to keep improving daily. You know what I'm saying? Because every area that we live in, there's always something weird going on within our cities, our regions, our states, our country, or even other countries. You know what I mean? So let us get it right with the Lord and take it day by day out here, all right? So let me go through this church note and just go from there, all right? So here we go. All right, the title of the church note from Jen De Leon is called When Never Meets Now. Never say never. Jen De Leon. All right, here we go. Are you holding on to something that is hurting you? It's a question to reflect on. Let us read the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 6 through 20. Here we go. He is staying with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea. When the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them to Joppa. And about noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat. And while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven opened and saw something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. And it contained all kinds of four-footed animals as well as reptiles and birds. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time. "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." This happened three times, and immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the men sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was and stopped at the gate. They called out, asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was staying there. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Simon, three men are looking for you. So get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." All right. Every time Peter said never, it closed them off from what God was trying to do. Think about all the things you said never to. You hit a need that made you rethink your never. You can tell you're making progress in your walk with God when you have less prejudice towards people. All things work together for good, but it doesn't mean all things are good. How many of the things that you are sitting in right now, somebody said never about at one time? How many of you are sitting in now in a situation now that you used to be a never in your life? It does get better. The devil says never over and over and over again. The devil knows the power of repetition more than you do. The devil is a liar, but he doesn't sound like a liar. He sounds like you. His native language is lying. God will give people the word that they need for something they're about to go into, and they won't even write it down or listen to it. God is giving you what you're going to need for where he knows where you're going to be. You're so in the season of it, it doesn't say exactly what I wanted to say now, but you might need it Thursday. In 3 years, you might need it for someone else. God answered a prayer that Peter wasn't even praying by sending something to the gate that Peter didn't even ask for. You don't know the truth until you obey the word. You keep asking God to explain it, and he keeps telling you to trust it. You keep asking God to explain it, and he keeps telling you to obey it. You keep asking God to make sense of it, and he keeps calling you to walk into it. Everything God did in my life, it was something at one time I never thought possible. What is this world coming into my life? What is this season? Will I be able to do it? And the devil is saying never, and God is saying now. God will never leave you nor forsake you. There will never be a day in my life that he won't be a God. He won't guide me. There will never be a sin he won't forgive. There will never be a chain that he can't break. There will never be a mountain he can't move. One immediate action is worth 1,000 good intentions. The devil is saying never, and you're thinking I never will, especially when it comes to addictions. For people who think you'll never have another relationship, you bring in so much baggage of how you think things have to be, and you're like, nope, they have scales, they have fins, then you make blanket statements on what God can and cannot do. When the devil says never, you stop looking. I never get any breaks. It never stops. I never get ahead. You never can be sure, so why even try? That is the devil's language. So you didn't do what you should have, you would have, you could have, but you're here now. It's at the gate now. Everything changes when never meets now. Amen. So that is the church note right there. Never say never from Jen DeLeon. This is a very great church note. It really calls us to truly get out of our comfort zone, get out of our own way, to stop leaning on our own understanding and stop being wise in our own eyes. You get what I'm saying? And stop being too righteous or too wise, because God will always call us out of our comfort zone. God will always call us to do something that we're not used to. Everything that Abraham, Moses, all these people that they did in the Bible, none of them were used to it. But they walked in it. Their faith was on point. Their obedience was on point. And that's how we have to be. Amen. So, you know, never say never, because life can throw things at you, man, that put you in crazy situations or vulnerable moments, or, okay, I got to do this, I got to do that. Like, that's life, man. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, never say never, man. Life is too big to think so small and to approach things from a small view. You know what I mean? The world doesn't revolve around your opinions, all right? And the way God works, the way God does his things, it definitely doesn't revolve around your understanding, neither of our understanding. What Proverbs tells us to not lean on our own understanding and trust in the Lord with all your heart, you know, that's a very powerful saying, you know what I mean? So I have to practice that. We all have to practice that together as a people, amen? Because if we're moving in the Spirit, we worship the Lord of truth and spirit. You know, stepping out on faith is something that shouldn't be questioned or something that shouldn't be a negotiation. You get what I'm saying? Obeying God should be just like that. You feel me? So let us not walk in fear, but in a sound mind and power and love. And let us be firm. Let us be steadfast. All right. Because things are speeding up. You know, God is speeding things up. You get what I'm saying? Like the things we've all been like waiting for or been like working towards, or, you know, the Lord has like speeded things up. So we have to really get it together. You know what I'm saying? We got to stay ready. So we have to get ready. You get what I'm saying? And there's definitely a spiritual shift taking over all four corners of the earth. Definitely. Certain individuals are experiencing it. And some are still kind of in the long, grueling process of their trials and tribulations or hardships or whatnot. But trust, the Lord is speeding things up. Things will come in due timing. You have to just jump right in it, all right? There's somebody out there that needs you. God needs you to be somewhere. God needs you to serve as somebody. God needs you in a certain environment. God needs his light to shine through you somewhere. So be ready to go, all right? Be ready to just get up and do what you got to do for the Lord, amen? Handle Father's business, handle Father's will. Straight up, you get what I'm saying? This is not a time for doubt or insecurity or negative thinking or you know what I mean? This is a time for assurance and faith and rewards and fruit of labor and results. You get what I'm saying? It's a new season. The Lord is doing a new thing. Amen. So let us cling on to the word. Let us cling on to what the Lord is showing us and guiding us. The dreams and visions that the Lord is showing us. You know what I mean? Stay on point about that. Amen. All right. So that is a church note, y'all. From Jen DeLeon, what never meets now. All right. Never say never, people. All right, never say never, because the direction this world is going in, man, I'm telling you, people are doing things that I never thought they'd be doing. When COVID hit, we'll never think COVID, something like that would hit and knock all of us off like that in 2020. We'll never think people would be losing the things that they're losing or going through stuff they're going through. You see what I'm saying? So when it comes to never say never, let us be for the good. Let us be for doing God's work in the process of it. Amen. So there you have it, all right. That's the church note for this week. I pray that it could bless you and that you all apply it to your lives and look in that mirror, hold yourself accountable, have that evaluation, that accountability, that responsibility, handle your Father's business, amen. All right, let us get out of our own way. Let us stop leaning on our own understanding, straight up. All right, so what I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so here we go. Yes, he is the last hope of humanity. Yes, he is the last Adam, the second Adam. Yes, he is the advocate, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen, the apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the wonderful counselor, the government rests on his shoulders. Yes, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the consuming fire, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the sustainer. Yes, the father of the fatherless. He is the father of lights, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord. God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God. Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel. Adonai, Eloheinu, King Eternal, King of Israel, King of Kings. Amen. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish. Yes, the last Adam, the lawgiver. Mm-hmm. The scepter shall never leave his hand. Yes, the King David royalty of Ephraim. Amen. He is the leader and commander, the life, the light of the world. He establishes his kingdom on righteousness and justice. He is the life, the light of the world, the line of the tribe of Judah. Hosanna, Hosanna, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Ahayah Shai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom. Yes, 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 we serve an awesome one. Yes, he is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the revelation, the revelator, the radiant one, the righteous one. Yes, the perfect example, the righteous branch, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shalom, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. God is with us, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. Amen. Yes, he is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, Yehoshua. Yes, the word of God. Yes, the Adonai, the word of life. He is the word. Hallelujah. Amen. We touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, in the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are redeemed. You are healed, restored, renewed. The Lord gave you a new mind, a new heart, a new soul. The Lord bless your eyes. The Lord bless your health. The Lord bless your body. The Lord bless the temple. Amen. The Lord bless your hands to prosper. The Lord bless your footsteps to stay on that narrow path. Yes, the Lord give you more joy and a merry heart. The Lord helps you and guides you and strengthens you. Amen. The Lord purifies you and refines you from now on. Amen. The Lord pours his spirit, his light, his fire, his love, and his joy and his spirit all over you. Amen. Yes. So there you have it, y'all. All right. That is a church note from Jen Deli Young. All right. And I hope that you all stay blessed and strong out here. Y'all stay firm and steadfast in these times that we're in. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. What I would love to do is give y'all this priestly blessing as we close out. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Shalom. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized, you start your life over for the Most High. I pray that you repent and acknowledge that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I pray that you have your lamp and your oil. I pray that you have them stored up treasures in heaven. I pray that your name makes it to the Lamb's book of life. I pray that you do the Father's will, Father's business. I pray that you're on the right side of Christ's hand when it's all said and done. I pray that you hear the well done, my servant. Amen. I pray that you keep doing Father's business and Father's will. You keep putting in work for the Lord. You put your hands to the plow. I pray that you spread the word and the gospel to somebody out there. I pray that you let your light shine before men, that you give the Heavenly Father all the glory. Amen. I just hope that the Lord could help you with some resources within your situation to help others around you and beyond your reach. Amen. And I just hope that you take it day by day from now on. I just hope that your mental health gets better, thinking patterns, more positive thoughts, and keep your mind on things above, what's pure, what's just, what's holy, what's acceptable. Amen. I pray that you renew your mind in Christ and be ye transformed from the ways of the world. Amen. I pray that you keep being holy and sanctified. I pray that you stay set apart and consecrated. I pray that the Lord keeps purifying you, refining you. Amen. So that you have it, y'all, right? I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.